Good morning.
You're getting geared up, I guess, for the Oscars.
Oh, big time. It's very exciting. Yesterday at 5 o'clock Pacific, the ballots closed, so the decisions have been made. Now, there's news that the Hurt Locker, the producer, Nicholas Sharche, he's being denied attendance at the Oscars on Sunday.
Yeah, what's going on with this?
Okay, he did something that is very frowned upon by the Academy. He started bad-mouthing another movie, mainly Avatar. He says, don't vote for the $500 million film, vote for us. You're not supposed to do that.
No.
So they had a meeting, a secret meeting, and they said, okay, he can't come. We're not going to strip him. He can still vote, and he'll still get his Oscar if Hurt Locker wins, but he can't come to the event. But this isn't good timing because you don't want to have any kind of mess around voting time. But anyway, the news came out. The ballots closed yesterday at 5, and the news came out like at 3 o'clock, so I don't think anybody really knew before they voted.
Well, if there aren't hard feelings already between the two movies, you've got ex-husband and wife going head-to-head.
They like each other, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Catherine Bigelow and James Cameron are good friends. In fact, Jim Cameron had a lot to say about The Hurt Locker. The reason it is so good is because she kept going to him for advice, and he told her, do this, do that, do this, do that. I mean, obviously, most of it is her, but still. She would. They're very close. They're still close friends.
Well, you know, I said, I'm disappointed. I mean, that's great, but I guess I kind of wanted more of a story.
Yeah, no story.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's a commercial go for at the Oscars?
1.3 to 1.5 million.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, so Hyundai buys 5-7 of them, and they're so happy. They've got their commercials done. Their spokesperson is Jeff Bridges. He's been their spokesperson for three years.
Yeah.
You know where this is going.
They can't do that. He's up for an Oscar.
Exactly. He can't do it. So they had to rally and get other people now because they bought the spots. They're not going to waste $1.5 million for each spot. I mean, it's crazy how much they spent on this. So they've rallied and they have put together a group of celebrities, including that will voice them now. Kim Basinger will do one. Richard Dreyfuss will do another. David Duchovny, Catherine Keener, Michael Madsen, Mandy Patinkin, and Martin Sheen.
I like listening to commercials, and it seems all the car companies have these big-name actors, right?
It's not only car companies. It's Home Depot. It's the pizza place. That's what the trend is now. It's the big celebrities doing the voiceover work, and they don't say their name.
That's right. You got to try to use your mind. Who is that? I know that voice.
Exactly, exactly.
And real quick, because we're running out of time here this morning, Best Picture, who do you think is going to win?
Avatar.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it just, the money that it made, and it kind of changed cinema, right?
You can't ignore it.
Did you like The Hurt Locker, though?
Yes, very good film. But I think Avatar, you have to notice it. You can't not.
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't think Hurt Locker was really, film of the year.
No.
It was really good, though.
Yeah.
All right, Satilis Hollywood. Listen, Billy Joe's back tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, you like those bomb disposal movies,
I love any movie with a bomb in it. I'm there.
Exactly. All right.